"Since you don't want to hang around with this alien from the planet Nerd," he said to Robot Gregory, "why don't you hang him from the rim and leave him there for a while?" "Good idea," cheered Jordan's buddies. "No," screamed the real Gregory as Robot Gregory picked up Anthony and moved toward the basket. "No," cried June softly. With one great heave-ho, Robot Gregory leaped above the rim. On his way down, he left Anthony there, dangling. "Help!" cried Anthony. Gregory had to do something fast. He whistled loudly, and Robot Gregory immediately turned away from the kids and zipped back to Gregory's home. "You stay here," Gregory said to Robot Gregory. "I'll deal with you. I mean you... whatever. Later." He grabbed the stepladder from the kitchen and dragged it across the street as quickly as his non-athletic self could. Gregory set down the ladder under the hoop. He climbed up, stumbling over a few steps. "What gives, Gregory?" asked Jordan. "I thought you were hanging with us." "My mistake," said Gregory. "I'd much rather hang out with my real friends." Gregory reached up and grabbed onto the rim. "Forgive me, buddy," he said to Anthony. "Dr. Catastrophe must have taken over my mind for a minute. I promise that will never happen again." Then June climbed the ladder and grabbed the rim. "Permission to come aboard, Captain?" "I'd like to hang out with you guys, too," she said. Gregory looked at Anthony and then said to June jokingly, "Okay, I guess there's room for one more on Planet Nerd."